Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
It's so exciting this time of year to go away to college, and sort of sad for parents to watch their kids go away to college. But there is also that sort of dreaded freshman 15 we've been hearing about for so many years. That's gaining weight your freshman year because, first of all, there's late nights, studying, pizzas, alcohol, binge eating, you know, all of these things sort of combine in that freshman year to really pack the pounds on. My guest is the medical director of sexualhealth.com, Dr. Lisa Oldson. Welcome to the show. So let's speak about the freshman 15. First, tell parents a little bit what they can, how they can work with their kids before they go away to try and avoid them, and then we'll speak to the kids themselves.
That sounds great, Melanie. Thanks for having me. You know, the freshman 15 is a bit of a misnomer. A lot of students do gain weight, although 15 pounds in your freshman year would definitely be on the high end of that. What we see is that most young women will gain 9 pounds on average during their 4 years of college, and most young men will gain about 13 pounds. But if this sets up a trajectory for their 20s and beyond, where they're putting on a handful of pounds each year, that can really add up. So to your point, there are things parents can do before they send their kids off. And I think one of the most important things is to really engage your student before they go off to college in terms of planning and helping you at the grocery store, meal planning, and teaching them how to prepare foods and cook for themselves. If they go off to college without having had any practice at this, they're going to just pick something fast and easy. They'll go for more processed foods. They'll be unlikely to know how to choose healthy snacks and prepare healthy meals.
Well, and in the cafeteria, so they freshman year, they have the cafeteria, and maybe they can cook a little in their room, you know, with an electric. I remember using a hot pot to make mac and cheese or a hot plate. Now they have microwaves and everything there. So, yeah, that's great to teach them. What about when you go to visit the school, checking out the cafeteria and saying, look, they have a salad bar or they have this and that. Ooh, stay away from that mystery looking meat with all the gravy covered all over it.
It's a wonderful idea. You know, a lot of dietitians and nutritionists recommend something they call the 80-20 rule, or even the 90-10 rule for people who want to really watch their weight. And I think this is a great guide for a student eating in a cafeteria. If you eat healthy, make really healthy plant-based choices, lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, 80 to 90% of the time, then 10 to 20% of the time you can splurge. And I think a lot of students, for their 10 to 20% of sort of relaxed eating, you know, that might be ordering a pizza with your roommate. Or, you know, we know a lot of students drink alcohol. So if you're going to have a beer, that counts toward your 10 or 20%. So I think students, when they go into the cafeteria and see this array of different foods, some of which are healthy, some won't be, if they keep this 80-20 or 90-10 rule in mind, they'll make really healthy choices for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then they can indulge periodically with their friends.
Okay, so when you're packing up the boxes of food to send them so that right at the beginning, you know, they've got some things in the can there, you can't exactly pack up vegetables and fruits, plus they have this little tiny refrigerator. So for snacks, things that you want them to keep in their room that they can grab while they're studying and things, because that's where sometimes the real problems come in.
Sure. So, you know, if you can afford it, there certainly are companies that will allow you to send fruit, to ship a fruit basket or ship a box of fruit, and that's a wonderful option. Of course, that can be a little bit pricey. I think nuts are a really healthy snack, and packing them in small size baggies or small reusable containers so that you don't overdo it and have too many calories can be really helpful. The one caution I always like to give people when I talk about using nuts as a snack is to please be sensitive to all those young people out there who are nut allergic, and nut allergies, no laughing matter, can be very serious or even life-threatening. So nuts are a great healthy snack, or nuts mixed with a little bit of dried fruit, like dried cranberries or raisins, although dried fruit does have a lot of sugar in it and can pack in the calories. But I think really when you go to school to bring your child to school, check out where they can buy fresh fruits and vegetables so that they can stock up on fresh fruits and vegetables for themselves. Maybe give them a healthy food allowance and then send things like dried nuts, maybe some dried fruit, and ship them, you know, once or twice a year, maybe splurge and ship a box of fruit, particularly in the wintertime. That would be a welcome option.
It sure would. Now, you have about top five hints, things that you want to do to help people avoid that freshman, whatever pounds they're going to put on.
Yeah, so we've already hit a couple of them. One I'd love to call out is use technology to your advantage. There are so many apps out there, and we know all of these students are computer savvy. They're using apps on their phone. And so get your kid involved in using one of these fitness apps or calorie tracking apps. There are so many of them out there. But even going low tech can be good, too. Buy your young adult a scale to bring to college. You know, we don't want to focus our kids too much on physical appearance and beauty, but rather think of the scale as a way to promote health. If your child goes away to college and they don't weigh themselves until they come home for winter break, who knows? They may have gained 10 pounds by that point. So giving your child a scale that they can keep in their room, weigh themselves once a week, can be a very helpful way to track. Another wonderful and fun low-tech option to give your kid either before they go to school or to send in a care package is a pedometer. You can pick one up for less than $20. And I would actually send one for your child and for your roommate and make it a competition. Your young adult should shoot for 10,000 steps in a day. And for college students, that's often really doable. If they're walking to class, riding their bike to class, they can get a lot of physical activity that way. You could also set up a little competition with a pedometer with mom or dad at home and say, hey, let's see who can track the most steps today or this week. And so everyone in the family should have a pedometer and should be shooting for 10,000 steps a day.
One of my favorite things. One of my favorite things. I do that with my clients. I talk about it on all my shows, is doing that competition, because everyone likes a competition and they always try and win. So we only have about a minute and a little bit left. So give us another good one.
Well, I think not drinking your calories is huge, Melanie. And so no soda, no energy drinks, and really watch the alcohol. I worry so much about these college freshmen who go away to school and binge drink. First of all, you shouldn't be drinking until you're 21 anyway, but putting that aside, we know people do drink when they're 18, when they're freshmen, and they really should be smart about alcohol, not only from a safety perspective, but a bottle of beer can pack up to 170 calories. So if you're going to drink alcohol, if you're going to drink beer, drink light beer. Alternate water with beer. Be sure you've eaten a lot of healthy fruits and vegetables before you go out, and decide in advance what your limit is. One drink a night for women, two drinks a night for men is a really reasonable amount. You know, if you double that, you're kind of blowing it for the weekend, and that's okay to do occasionally, but be smart and don't drink your calories.
And you've got about 10 seconds here, Dr. Lisa. Give us your best advice.
Don't forget to exercise. We know that students who exercise do better in school. So use exercise to relieve stress, move more, eat less, track your weight, and help your student be healthy by coaching them before they go off to college.
That's great advice, and we all know that it's an exciting time for kids. So try and teach your kids before they go the ways to make those healthy choices, whether in the cafeteria or at the grocery store. And that's how your kids can keep down their weight their freshman year at school. For more information, you can go to drlisaoltson.com. And of course, right here on Radio MD, this is Melanie Cole. Stay well.